reading from the book of Revelation. War broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels battled against the dragon. The dragon and its angels fought back, but they did not prevail. There was no longer any place for them in heaven. The huge dragon, the ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world, was thrown down to earth, and its angels were thrown down with it. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, "Now have salvation and power come, and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of his anointed. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who accuses them before our God day and night. They conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. Therefore, rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them." Verbum Domini.
Of your kindness and your truth, for you have made great above all things your name and your promise. When I called, you answered me, and you built up strength within me. Give thanks to you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth, and they shall sing the ways of the Lord. Great is the glory of the Lord.
In the sight of the angels, I will sing.
Thank you. Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Johannem. Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathan said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Verbum Domini. Today's first reading from Revelation 12 speaks of this great battle in heaven. We had the revolt of some of the angels, a third of the stars of the sky, as the scriptures relate, rebelled against God. Michael and his angels battled against the dragon, the ancient serpent, called the devil and Satan, who deceived the world and was thrown down to earth. And his angels were thrown down with it. We have that powerful image of the serpent's tail sweeping a third of the stars of the sky and casting it down, falling to earth, and after being driven out by Saint Michael. "For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who accuses them before our God day and night. They conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. Therefore, rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell in them. And they end it right there, but if you finish the sentence, it says, "But woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you in great wrath, because he knows that his time is short." So yes, good news. Satan rebelled against God, driven out of heaven, cast down to earth, but woe to us on earth, because he is down here wreaking havoc on us. But the good news is that we have the good angels that were faithful are there to help us. And today we celebrate the archangels, Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. Michael, who is the great protector of the church and defender of Christians, of believers. His name means "who is like God." The archangels in general announce great things. And Michael's leading this battle against Satan. And he's saying, where Satan wants the prerogatives of God, he wants to be on the level of God, Michael's name literally means the EL part, Michael, means "who is like God." You know, it's not you, Satan. There's only one God. So that's what his motto, his proclamation is. Gabriel, of course, announces the good news of the Annunciation in Luke's gospel. So he proclaims the gospel, the good news of God. And Raphael, in the book of Tobit, we see, brings this healing. So they have special roles to do for us. And in general, angels are messengers. They're close to God, and they can bring God to us, opening heaven to us. Michael in particular is given the task to protect the church and the faithful from diabolic attack. While all the angels, you know, can certainly help us, our guardian angels, he has a preeminent role as the one who casts Satan out of heaven. And we say that St. Michael prayer after Mass oftentimes. So we're told in this section from Revelation 12 that he is the accuser, for the accuser of our brothers is cast out. And we see this in the fall in the garden, with the original sin of Adam and Eve. The serpent, the ancient dragon, more subtle, we're told, than any other wild creature that the Lord had made, said to the woman, "Did God not say you shall eat of any tree of the garden?" So he tells a lie. It's like he's accusing God in the sense that he's not a good father. We can't trust him. You know, you must want to be like God without God, take on these prerogatives. The woman answered, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.'" But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So he's like accusing God, accusing him that he's not really a good God. He's not really a father. We can't really turn to him. We can't trust him. And that's what he's trying to do always, is leading us away from God. And, you know, the evil angels, they like to stay hidden, right, and tempt us and not to be aware of the attacks and how we're being led astray. If we have that awareness, you know, we can turn to archangels, to angels, and ask them for help to turn to the Lord. We see that the battle, in a sense, continues here on earth. And we have the temptation, the garden, and the fall, and all those consequences. And the scripture tells us it's out of envy that Satan tempted Adam and Eve. He was envious. Some of the doctors believe that man was made in the image and likeness of God. And some even believe that he was shown the coming incarnation, that the Son would take on human flesh. The angelic being is higher order of the material world. So if Satan would have to bow down before Jesus, that would be a great humiliation for him. So he's very much at war. And the terrible irony of this, that the devil, some of the church fathers believed was part of the seraphim. Those who were in the heavenly throne room were closest to God. They had this burning, seraphim burning, means burning, this burning love. They were full of light and knowledge. Lucifer himself, the name means light bearers. He was the leader of the rebellion, and some believe the highest of the angels. And by free choice, he's an angelic being, he's an angelic person. He had freedom, free will. He radically and irrevocably rejected God in his reign. So it's not that God isn't merciful, but these angelic beings, they're not lacking knowledge. They know what they're doing. They're not overcome with passions. They make that decision that they cannot change. And that's his status today. He still is in that rebellion. So he's called the father of lies. He's pure spirit, but he's still a creature. God is sovereign. He governs all things. And it's a mystery of his providence, how he draws evil out of this rebellion, even, that somehow he can use it. You think of like temptation in general, how that can have a beautiful fruit in our life if we turn to God. If we grow in distrust of our own strength, if we recognize in temptation and trials, I need help, gets me on my knees to turn to God, God's drawing a beautiful fruit out of that. He gets our attention with that. So he can, in accordance with Romans 8:28, you know, draw good out of this. Angels in general, and this is normally, there's all the extraordinary things that can happen, but normally the good angels can provide an illumination of doctrine. They can introduce into our imagination images which help us to understand and to illuminate the mind in order to judge things properly, to direct us to the good. They can inspire and incline us through even our appetites, you know, our passions and things, to want to pursue the good. So that's the role, you know, is to guide us to good. And demons, ordinarily, you have the extraordinary things of possession and stuff, but just ordinarily, they influence our imagination. You know, they have that ability. You can use it, the good angels use it for good, demons use it for evil, and they can introduce images taken from our memory, manipulating images already there. They can suggest things about others that aren't true. You ever experienced that? You jump on the bandwagon and judge and be the judge and juror of somebody, and you're totally wrong. Satan likes to mess up communications between us. You know, he can put things in our imagination. But they can't directly move the will or the intellect. They can't read our minds. They can suggest things. They can toy with our imagination. The intellect and the will are under God's immediate governance. So they can influence the imagination, memory, emotions, and the body, right? They can physically move things, the material. And they can stir up our passions, anger, lust, fear, sadness sometimes, you know, discouragement. That can be such a temptation. And these temptations can come with as an emotional pull or sudden intensification or desire or fear. They can insert images, memories, or thoughts into our imagination in the way of suggestion. They can bring back past sins, grudges, hurts, fantasies to agitate the person. And they can act on the body. We see that in the lives of the saints. Some of them suffered from the evil demons. They can cause distraction during prayer, induce fatigue, heaviness, confusion, exacerbating physical weaknesses to make it easier. It's not a lot of good news in this. It's a difficult stuff. But they can't read our mind or our will. But I always say, I'm not that complicated. People can read me. You know, they see your expressions, micro expressions, you know. They watch us. They can figure out what we're thinking, I think, in that sense, pretty good. But we always have grace to reject temptation. So we have the sacraments of the church that we can go and confess sins. You know, sin weakens us and opens us up to this influence from the evil one. And we can go and pray before the Blessed Sacrament. Just prayer in general, you know, placing ourselves in the presence of God and in the quiet of our homes, immersing ourselves in whatever is holy, good reading, the scriptures, the use of sacramentals, medals that we wear, the blessed medals, receiving blessings from a priest as considered a sacramental that can be powerful, and protection, veneration of the relics, visits to sanctuaries, pilgrimages, processions, stations of the cross, the rosary. Remember, Our Lady is the queen of the angels. She's above the angels because she's the mother of God. So she's a great help in our struggle here. But we always have the grace to reject temptation. And Michael, Saint Michael the Archangel, is given to us to protect the church and to help us in particular in this battle against the evil one. He can restrain or bind demons from harassing a person. He can protect them from their influence on the imagination and the passions. So he can be a protection from all these terrible things the evil one can do. He can break the hold of intrusive thoughts and disturbances. And Pope Leo XIII gave us the beautiful St. Michael prayer that we say here often. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection from the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. say that prayer every day. You know, we need that help. And we can ask Raphael to help us with healing, and Gabriel to help us to believe the gospel, to have a deep faith, to give that surrender, that fiat that Mary gives. He can assist us in being obedient to the Lord. May all the archangels help us in our spiritual journey.